Welcome back to the Float Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this episode we'll talk about why the Rosetta Stone of goal setting. Super simple. We'll just ask why enough times, and then you have it, the root of what you're doing. But let me first explain the Rosetta Stone. Oh, squirrel. Hello, squirrel. Rosetta Stone is a large stone that was discovered in Egypt, 1799. Why is it important? Why should we care? It allowed us, or researchers, to translate ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic writing for the first time. So since then, the Rosetta Stone has been used as a secret or super key to unlocking a lot of things. And that's why we're using it here, now in the why. So when you do a root cause analysis in security risk management, or fishbone, or root cause, you ask why. 5 times at least. So we're going to take that and use it to our goals. I'm going to try this with some clients and some friends. People have a hard time finding why. And when you have a hard time finding enough whys, why would you commit? You will also have a hard time being committed. But let's take some physical fitness example. So let's say you have a goal of, let's say, snatching 100 kilos. And snatch is, of course, an Olympic lift where you take the bar from the ground, go into a deep squat with the bar overhead, and stand up a lockout. 100 kilos is very hard for most of us, normal people. A lot of people that has it as goals, including myself, a lot of people did not reach it. So, we have that as a goal. We ask ourselves why. First answer is, it's cool. But why? Why do you think it's cool? I've seen it in, social media. Yeah, but why do you want to do it? Why do you think it's important for you? I just want to be strong. But lifting 100 kilos in a snatch, that's, you know, above being strong. It requires a lot of discipline, hard work. And most of us have to then skip other things. Are you really that committed? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so how much did you snatch so far in your life? How often? How many times per week? Oh, once every month? 40 kilos? Okay. So here, you see there's a discrepancy from current reality to the goal. So maybe we should first build a system of understanding the logic, the sequences, and see how committed you are. You snatch 4 times a week, 3 times a week, 40 kilos with a good, proper neuromuscular activation, proper breathing, solid bracing, etc. Then we can move forward. And this is just, you know, the coach's way of testing you. Then will you have the same why? Most people just want to get, you know, unlock, achievement unlocked. But if you don't have a why, you know, let's take a better example that, you know, I want to walk 10K every day, 10K steps. Why? Because I sit all day in front of a computer. Okay. Because of my job, okay. And it's low on the joints, okay? And I get more fresh in my head, I think clearer. It's something I can do. I can take meetings or record podcasts as I'm doing it. I do the, what's it called now in Japanese? Forest bathing. I listen to the birds. I can listen to inspirational, educational, motivational podcast like the Flawed Podcast. I can integrate it. It's low friction. I can adapt it. If I have low time, I take the short round for 20 minutes. If I have a lot of time, I take the long round for 1 hour, 30 minutes, 90 minutes. If it's a weekend, I don't have anything to do. I can take 2-3 hour walk. If I want to be more aggressive and cool, I can add a rock, put in 16 kilo kettlebell, 24 kilo kettlebell for time. I can scale up, scale down infinitely. I could add stations to make it a workout. Okay, sounds like you really have a lot of whys. So how many times you done it so far? I've done it, let me check, and then you check. I've done it, 25 times in the last 40 days. Excellent, excellent. So how many times do you want to go now? I think it would be reasonable to have a goal of 8 to 10 steps every day. Why? All of these health things. Also, I read this book by Peter Attia, and I read this book by Kelly Starrett. Both of them talking about this health and vital signs and walking. Also this app called 99 Walks. All these things bringing me closer to a thing that I want to keep doing probably for the rest of my life, walking. Because it's also social activity. I can walk with my kids to kindergarten, to school, to their activities. I really like to hike. Okay, so there you have complete two different stories with some whys. The first one had like one why, be cool, lift. The second one had, I don't know, 15, I didn't count, whys. And sounded like they have the system in place. I thought things through and already started. No need for anyone's approval or, that's a risk with goals, sharing goals, that you're just sharing to a person to impress them. That's super dangerous. Because then you're in there. If they're not impressed, then you have to change the goal. But if you impress yourself, or your former self, or your future self, then that's more sustainable. So do yourself a favor for this episode and create the why for your goals, the Rosetta Stone for your goals. And you can use this Rosetta Stone of why in everything you do. And I recommend, so that's thought number one. Great. For the biggest goal for this year, ask yourself why 5 times, number one. Second task is to read the book, Start With Why. I think it's Simon Sinek, and it pretty much deep dives in, he doesn't use the word Rosetta Stone, but that's a coin from Charlie Munger, actually, credit where credit is due. But he mentions organizations that last is organizations that have a strong why. All good. That's 2 tasks for this class. And now I need to drop out. Good luck and talk to you in the next class.